There is no real right or wrong in the world, no real truth, and therefore no real lies. I am the one who determines what is true and what is not. I am the one who decides what is right and what is wrong. It's all relative. It all depends. Therefore, I have nothing special to offer. I have nothing persuasive to say. So the best thing for me to do is to say nothing, and to let everyone be to themselves. This tyranny leads us to mediocrity at best, and viciousness at worst. This tyranny is dishonest, and it manipulates our minds, especially the minds of our young. It leads them to believe that they are unimportant and without value, that what they have to offer is nothing special or needed. The tyranny of indifference is a lie. My friends, we are called to the freedom of excellence. We are called to an excellence that is obtained by knowing the truth and pursuing it, a truth that is the same for you as it is for me, a truth that frees us to become who we were created to be, sons and daughters of God, a truth found in God alone, a truth that is given to us in our faith. Think of it. We are sons and daughters of God, and we have been given freedom from ignorance. We have been given the truth of our faith. We have within us a light that is to break into the darkness. Do not throw that light, your faith, overboard. Do not extinguish the gifts within you or the truth of your faith. Do not give in to fear. God loves you, and He will protect you from whatever may harm you. We are the light that breaks into the darkness of the world. This is our calling, because we have the very life and love of God living within us. As the gospel said today, our light is to shine so God may be praised. As the prophet Isaiah said today, that light shines when we share our bread with the hungry, when we give shelter to the homeless, when we clothe the naked. When we do these things, Isaiah said, a light shall rise from the darkness, and the gloom shall become like midday. Our wounds will be healed, and when we cry for help, the Lord will say to us, I am with you. And finally, to our young people especially, I say, do not throw your light, your faith, overboard. Do not be afraid to put your gifts out there in the service of others. God loves you. We need you. You and your good deeds will give glory to God.